is not Jason Burmes at 9 to midnight, the Info Warrior. It is Alex Jones. This is the InfoWars Radio Network in association with the GCN Radio Network. I do my own show here on the Genesis Network from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then I come back, of course, with the rebroadcast on the Internet and AM and FM stations. But Jason Burmes is here 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Because of storms in the east, his plane was about 45 minutes late, but he just walked in literally as the show started. So he's going to be here with you after this first break, and they're going to take a lot of calls this evening. Also, we're also simulcasting for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Now, we are going to be opening the phones up again early in the show on my special broadcast I did, Internet and PrisonPlanet.tv, only Saturday night for 2 hours, 40 minutes. Had a lot of calls from Mexico, a lot of calls from people saying there were more people sick, more deaths the media was reporting. The BBC confirmed that. And then, of course, I did the Sunday show, got a lot of calls from Mexico. I did my own show today, you know, the big weekday show that has the most listeners, and didn't get any calls from Mexico. So I'd like to get some tonight to get the latest updates. So I would ask people to not call in right now with other issues or, things that I know folks want to talk about, because I want to first see if we can get some calls from Mexico City. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. So I would ask the Genesis Network folks up there, if you get on the line and somebody's not from Mexico or doesn't have family in Mexico or not from San Antonio or other areas where there are outbreaks of this, we would ask folks to call in later, just in the next hour after we get some of these calls from Mexico or areas affected by this new designer virus, is exactly what it looks like. Now, there's a lot of other news and information we're going to be going over this evening for you, but here is just some of the headlines. U.S. military monitoring flu outbreak. The U.S. Department of Defense said today it was closely following the outbreak of swine flu, but had not immediate plans to release the antiviral drugs from stockpiles, which actually caused the virus to mutate even more. It's just like antibiotics make the bacteria mutate faster. Also, is swine flu a biological weapon? Excellent article that is up on PrisonPlanet.com that Burmes is going to be going over. Another one, is swine flu a biological weapon? Again, that was the printer-friendly version of that. Baxter to develop swine flu vaccine despite bird flu scandal, where they got caught mixing the weaponized killer bird flu in with the regular vaccines. Remember that. Also, it's up to 149 confirmed dead in Mexico, but the numbers we were getting was over 200 Saturday, so they're clearly suppressing those numbers, even according to the BBC. Countries race to contain swine flu outbreak. That is some of the news. And again, I had Dr. Tenpenny on, who was in Mexico, medical doctor today, Dr. Deagle, medical doctor, and others. Up on PrisonPlanet.com, there's another headline of a CNN clip. In fact, guys, let's get that video clip ready, because I want to play that clip coming up once Burmes is here and on the show. Retired Army General Russell, I believe you pronounce that H-O-N-O-R-E with a French squiggly on the end of it. How do you pronounce that? Honra on CNN. Did swine flu come out of a lab? Retired Army General Russell Honra on CNN. How did this start in Mexico? Where did it emanate from? We've been able to find that out in all previous pandemics. The question now is to get the heart of how this started. Did it start from a occasion of viruses coming together, or did it come out of a lab? All those questions have to be answered. Most doctors, medical doctors and virologists we've talked to and that are on record say this had to be weaponized and engineered. We'll tell you why when we get back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
We are live. We're back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. I am, of course, joined by Alex Jones. And I believe we're going to go to this clip right now, Alex, of bird flu.
Yeah, well, this is just a clip of the retired general on CNN pointing out that this could be made in a lab. And when you get all these different viruses mixed together, where you get the pig flu, the swine flu, this bird flu, and human flu all mixed together classically, historically, that is engineered in the lab. And then you always have it coming from the east, and there's two different flu seasons, and it always comes from the east, the new strains, always. This originated in Mexico City, and they've known about it since March 18th at least, and we're busy covering it up. And the reason they're so scared is because it's killing healthy, virile 18 to 30-year-old men and women mainly, and the death toll is now upwards of 149. I have the latest there, and that's probably a whitewash number. But still, this is a bunch of hype because the regular flu strains every year, kill millions of people worldwide, conservatively hundreds of thousands and over 15,000 a year in the U.S., even more in Mexico. But when we see all this massive media hype, we have to question. So here's that CNN clip.
Audio, guys? No? All right, we're going to just hold off until we can get some audio on this.
What, did things change in there?
Sometimes they have audio issues. Now, as far as I understand it, because, I was away this weekend, there's three separate types of flu in this strain. So really, swine flu isn't the appropriate term, correct? I think it's bird flu, pig flu, and then a strain of human flu. Correct, Jones?
Absolutely.
And I've also, I checked my emails last night. Apparently, Baxter is going to be the one in charge of immunizing for this.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead and tell folks.
Well, I mean, if you don't know who Baxter is, only 2 months ago in mid-February, actually it was late February that Bloomberg reported on it, they sent out to 14 separate countries this batch of anti-bird flu vaccine that contained two different strains of bird flu and then a third strain of flu. And this is just incredible to me that we would allow Baxter to be the people in charge of inoculating and quote-unquote immunizing the populace for this swine flu that's now all over the media. I mean, people are hyped up. I didn't see it where I was because I wasn't in the city, but you can bet within the next week if this stays in the news that people will be wearing the masks. They will be wearing bandanas around their face. I mean, this is a big
flu. Well, it was already in the Associated Press this morning that the federal government came out and said, yeah, people need to go ahead and start wearing masks in affected areas inside the United States. So either the government is viciously hyping this to get people to take more vaccines and to take the, quote, antivirals.
Tamiflu's been mentioned.
No, that's what it's record stock prices right now tied into Rumsfeld and the Bushes. And even the president, current president Barack Obama, is profiting from that. So we've got all that going on. And I've got an article here in my stack. You know, I was kind of piling up my stack of news before you came in because I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM for several hours tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I got up at 6:45 this morning. Wish I'd have slept in. I did 4.5 hours today when we went into overdrive, so I'm going to get out of here. But one of the biggest stories that I'm going to look for while we play this clip, I had it here and then I can't find it. It was up on Infowars.com back in early March. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story when it came out in government documents that the government had predicted a deadly pandemic flu to kill 30 million people in 2009 in 1996. So we're talking 15 years ago, roughly. They were already, you know, planning this, and just like in the 70s, they had a plan of hijacked jets being flown into the World Trade Centers right when they were completed. So that is some of the other news that we'll go over. But we do have the audio now, I'm told, of that little CNN clip with the general talking about we need to look at this being made in a lab. Here it is.
But, you know, the key question we've got to ask is, we think it came from Mexico. That is the conventional wisdom of most folks. The next question is, how did it start in Mexico? Where did it emanate from? We've been able to find that out in all previous pandemics. The question now is to get at the heart of how did this start. Did it start from occasion of viruses come together, or was it did it come out of a lab? I mean, all those questions have to be answered.
All right, there you go. Thanks, sir. Thanks for the clip, Jaron. I mean, obviously, with this multi-strain swine flu, it definitely looks like it must have been engineered in a lab. What is it right now, Jones? It's H1N1, right? That's the I believe the bird flu strain, right? Or is that the pig flu strain?
Well, there's a whole bunch. No, this is an entirely new virus, and you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and read the little names they have for it. This is a very, you know, rare to have this happen just in, you know, naturally. This is a mix of bird flu, a strain of swine flu, and human flu, and it's originating out of Mexico City and not even during the flu season, and a lot of people are sick with the flu. In fact, this broke out first in Texas, in San Antonio and surrounding areas last Friday. And Paul Hartman, he has family in San Antonio. Paul is not here tonight because his wife and his little daughter, he also has a newborn son, a few months old, are just vomiting and respiratory, and it looks like flu. And they're so sick, he had to take off tonight to be with them. He was in San Antonio where this has broken out. And I'm getting calls from people all over South Texas that have the flu. And, you know, this is not psychosomatic. This is not somebody with a placebo imagining that this has happened to them. These are people that are really, really sick. And flu season's basically over. So I hope we don't all catch it from Paul in here. But again, that's kind of false logic too, to say that just because they've got some kind of stomach virus or flu, we don't know if it's flu, that's it. But it certainly makes you be concerned about all of that. But you were saying your brother was deathly ill up in New York.
Yeah, he actually, and it was weird because we weren't even talking swine flu. He came and picked me up on Thursday. And he said, I'm just getting over this thing for the last 3 days.
Now, this wasn't even news then.
No. He said Monday through Wednesday, basically, he has his daughter. He has his daughter half custody. And he was so sick, he went and picked up his daughter. And he had to call my parents to come have them come pick her up because he was just in the bathroom, just vomiting, like you said, and, other things as well. And he said it was just the worst feeling ever. And, I spent some time with him. I feel fine. But
Burma, stay away from me.
I'm hoping that it's a big bunch of hype. Like, I'm sitting in the airport earlier today, and you know how CNN is all hip now, Jones, and they want to do the eye reports? So they got this Dallas guy up there just, we need to be so afraid of this flu and this pandemic, and do we really need to be worried, and when are the vaccinations coming? And, I don't want the bird flu, and, the swine flu's bad. And I was just watching, and I'm like shrugging my head as I'm looking around, and I see a lot of concerned women. Not that it's just women who are concerned, but they were the most visible.
Yeah, what people should be concerned about is taking the vaccines, because in 1918 and in 1976, with both swine flu outbreaks that killed tens of millions in the 1918-1919 version, they both broke out at U.S. military bases. And then people ran out and got the vaccine because the government said everybody's got to take it. And the vaccine was killing people. That's on record. So they had to pull it back. And then suddenly people found out it was the vaccine that was really actually causing the problems. And then I have this reporter from Kurt Nemo. It says from Infowars.com. This is March 5th, so over a month and a half ago. U.S. Air Force study proposed 2009 influenza pandemic in 1996. In fact, guys, will you put that on screen for folks? Again, headline, U.S. Air Force study proposed 2009 influenza pandemic in 1996 for the PrisonPlanet.tv folks that are watching. For the radio audience, you can go to InfoWars and read this. On June 17th, 1996, the Air Force released Air Force 2025, a study designed to comply with a directive from the Chief of Staff of the Air Force to examine the concepts, capabilities, and technologies of the United States will require to remain the dominant air and space force in the future. In the unclassified study, the College of Aerospace Doctrine, Research, and Education at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama posed several fictional representations of future situation scenarios likely to arise. In Chapter 5, the authors present a timeline figure representing plausible history. In 2009, according to the figure, influenza will kill 30 million people. A similar influenza pandemic occurred in the past, the report says. A footnote explains, making a reference to the influenza pandemic of 1918 and 1919, described as one of the worst human catastrophes on record. It had been estimated that more than 20 million people around the world died during the epidemic, and 20 million people who suffered from the illness in the United States, approximately 850,000, died as well. The influenza virus is unique among viruses. It is able to undergo such dramatic antigenetic change that a antigenetic novel virus can sweep around the world in a year or two, giving rise to significant morbidity and mortality in other footnote states. And, then we have all this bioengineering that Dick Cheney calls for in the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, saying we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. I have a quote by Secretary of Defense Cohen saying the same thing. We know that these are the globalists. They're into getting rid of people, into getting rid of populations. And so that's why anytime they're hyping and saying it's really serious, we've got to pay attention, because this may be the cover for something else they're going to launch. It could mutate into something really bad, or it's total hype. Unless they're lying about how bad this is, and this is all hype, but if they're covering up the real amount of deaths, the real amount of people sick, then this could be very, very serious. One good article that we've got up on PrisonPlanet.com says swine flu psyop, and it says the swine flu story unfolds like a psyop. Number one, millions die in Mexico each year from diseases such as TB, typhoid, and malaria, but we don't hear much about that. Due to high levels of poverty in Mexico, there is a tendency for outbreaks of flu to kill large numbers of people. Two, in the United States and Canada, flu symptoms have been described as mild. Okay? But several students experienced it, but it's no big deal. Three, the flu kills, the torture memo story that was out. Mexico's on the edge of rebellion. This is what the Mexicans are saying. The government was about to fall probably this summer. Now it can grandstand, centralize. Everybody's just thinking about surviving now. Jason, I'm going to let you take over and take phone calls. In fact, find out if we got any calls from Mexico City. We'll get that number out again. We'll be back with the InfoWarrior, Jason Bernis.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 27, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,1290. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,3932, $4,6966 for a half ounce, and $2,3483 for the quarter ounce. That's $9,3932, $4,6966, and $2,3483.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This Monday, April 27th, and the big story, of course, is the swine flu. So we're going to go to Marley in South Korea next. I know she's holding from far away, but we have Elsie from Illinois who just got back from Mexico. We're going to go to her first. It's Elise. Elise, are you on the line?
Elise.
Yes.
Hi, Jason. First, I wanted to say thank you for everything that you've done. I saw Loose Change, and it woke me up out of a deep, deep sleep, and through there, you know, I got tuned into Jones, and it's really made a difference in my life. So thank you.
No problem. So what news do you have from Mexico?
I wasn't in, I was actually in LA, but a very dear friend of mine went to Mexico on Thursday and returned today. Mm-hmm. And what she told me is it was very, very difficult to get out of the country. Apparently, they're taking everybody's temperatures. If anybody is running a temperature or showing any kinds of symptoms at all, they're pulling them off of the airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making it very, very difficult at this point.
And from what I understand, that's the Mexican government that's doing it. It's not the airlines.
Yes, it's the Mexican government. And, you know, she was just really, really scared while she was down there about what she ate, about drinking anything from anywhere. They were just, you know, making their own lemonade and things like that. She was telling me, a lot of people are walking around in gloves and masks.
Mm-hmm.
But she found it just really scary trying to get back to the United States because they're making it so difficult. The government is making it so difficult to get on the planes.
All right, Elise, I thank you for the call. All right, so there's a little bit of news from Mexico confirming what we already know. You know, the government is over there. They're taking temperatures. If there's any illness whatsoever, they will not let you go. This is not the airlines. I know I was reading headlines that said world governments work towards, pandemic solution. It really seems like they're going to play up the World Health Organization on this one, at least in my mind, and maybe even really try to legitimize a global governance for pandemics. I mean, obviously the World Health Organization already exists, but to have the UN further legitimized through this pandemic, I could definitely see that happening as well. All right, let's go to Marley in South Korea. Marley, what's in your mind?
Hi, I was just curious. Okay, so obviously this thing is engineered. It's pretty clear, and the government's fear-mongering, so they have that in mind. But why would they engineer something like this to only infect a few people? And the reason that I ask is because I'm going to be traveling back to the States very soon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be going through 4 countries and 3 international airports.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you only have to infect a few people to get the masses to take the vaccine. You know, that's my take on this. So you infect a few people. You know, you have a few dozen deaths, which we don't even really have officially right now. I guess there's a few people out there reporting 140, maybe 150. I think the number, at least before I got on my last plane, was around 20 dead. And you put this on the news and you hype it and you hype it and you hype it. And then all of a sudden, you'll see more people in the hospital, so they can gauge that. They can see, kind of like as a psychological operation, how many people buy into the fear. And then on top of that, they can read through that how many people will be willing to take the vaccination. Now, if you've got Baxter giving out mass vaccines, you know, that's an opportunity to infect people with something real, not just something you're going to have for 3 or 4 days or something that's going to last for a week. So I don't think you necessarily have to have a huge outbreak to get the masses to take the inoculation. Does that kind of make sense to you?
It definitely makes sense. I'm just kind of curious if you see any further step. Do you think that that's enough? Do you think that they really achieved what they wanted to? Or, like you said,
well, you know what? I reported on the bird flu last, or the swine flu last week when it first broke, kind of as a fear monger. And I said, not as a fear monger, but as a fear mongering technique, because I said, all right, well, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to have their bird flu pandemic, since it made international news that Baxter put 2 different types of bird flu in the vaccines and another type of flu virus. Now, they know the public isn't that savvy. They know they're not that smart. So they change it from bird flu, which we've kind of been conditioned to just take as second nature over the last 5-10 years. You know, we've all heard of it. To swine flu, something much more obscure. But when they associate it with bird flu, it makes us feel the same thing. You know what I mean? So for them to have the swine flu, that way maybe they can bring Baxter back into the mix to, you know, again, make these mass inoculations. Will they take it a step further? I don't know. We're not there yet. All I know is that they're saying world governments are rushing to stop this pandemic. I mean, if we really do start seeing some deaths in the third world or in Mexico or elsewhere, you know, then I think it's time to get very, very, very concerned. But not concerned enough for me to take any kind of inoculation, for instance. You know, I actually went to the airport today, and sitting, you know, right across the way was one of my fraternity brothers ready to take off for North Carolina. And I just gave him the whole spiel, man. I said, hey, don't buy into this swine flu hype. Don't take a vaccine. Baxter got caught putting viruses in the vaccines. So don't take one. It's 866-582-9933. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Epidemic enters dangerous new phase. The AP is confirming 149 dead in Mexico and saying that nearly 2,000 believed to be infected. The number of U.S. cases rose to 48, the result of further testing at a New York City school. This may be the school that I'm hearing is quarantined. Although it does look like people are getting out of control in like these bio outfits. Oh, my God. This is out of Yahoo News, Associated Press. Let's see. While the total cases were still measured in the hundreds, not thousands, Mexican Health Secretary Jose Angel Cordova said the epidemic was entering an extremely dangerous phase, with the number of people infected mushrooming even as authorities desperately ramped up defenses. We are in the most critical moment of the epidemic. The number of cases will keep rising, so we have to reinforce preventative measures. See, the preventative measure really does mean we're all going to have to be inoculated. I'm not taking it. You're not putting a shot in my arm. I'm not swallowing anything. I promise you. If I get the bird flu or the swine flu or whatever you created, I'm going to tough it out with me and my immune system. I promise you that. The WHO raised the alert level to phase four. meaning there is a sustained human-to-human transmission of the virus causing outbreaks in at least one country. Its alert system was revised after the bird flu in Asia began to spread in 2004, and Monday was the first time it was raised above phase three. See, this is the incrementalism. This is the frog in the pot. This is why I don't really see them necessarily having to go much further than this fear-mongering and to kill this many people to get people to take these vaccinations. Putting an alert at phase four or five signals that the virus is becoming increasingly adept at spreading among humans. That move could lead governments to set trade, travel, and other restrictions aimed at limiting its spread and your freedoms. I promise you that. I promise you that. And the headline I've got, guys, if you're looking for it, is Swine Flu Epidemic Enters Dangerous New Phase. Let me see what we got over here. Phase 6 is a full-blown pandemic characterized by outbreaks in at least two regions of the world. It could take 4 to 6 months before the first batch of vaccines are available to fight the virus. How much you want to bet that those 4 to 6 months turn to 4 to 6 weeks, if that? What do you want to bet? 4 to 6 weeks of fear-mongering should be enough to get everybody to do it. I don't think they'll get everybody to take some kind of vaccination right now unless their neighbors are really sick, unless they're seeing deaths in this country. But then again, you know, the TV is a powerful thing. All right, well, I'm going to put the story down. I'm going to go back to your calls like I promised. 866-582-9933. All right, let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the line.
Howdy, Jason. How was your trip back home to New York?
It was good. It was good. It was great to see some old friends.
That's cool, man. It was well deserved, man. You're a hard worker, and we appreciate what you're doing over there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about what the president of the world, WHO, had to say this morning about the swine/bird/human flu.
And what did he have to say about it? Because I did miss it.
Yeah, he was saying that the USA is behind in scientific research, and there has to be a commitment like there was for the space race in order to prevent a large outbreak from happening. And then it was the lack of funding for the scientific projects which made this whole thing happen.
It's total bull. And, look, they have what's the island off of New York? And I can't think of it. Plum Island. They've got Plum Island. You know, they're doing all sorts of weird experimentation over there. They know, listen, when your last major outbreak of this thing was in, what was it, when Ford ordered it in 76, you're talking about 33 years. And then before that, anything similar was about 60 years before that. These pandemics don't happen all the time, and they especially don't happen in this country. So for, you know, Obama to get there and essentially fearmonger and say the reason that this is happening is because we're behind in our inoculations or our medical research is absolute jackassery. Go ahead, Forrest.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for this thing going on right now, you know, we'd all be talking about how it really sucks that Pontiac no longer is going to be around.
I just realized that too. You know what else I'd be talking about? You know, and that's good because Pontiac GM is ending their Pontiac line. I saw that in the news too. But I've been talking about, and someone called in like this was second nature, that they've been doing this for a while. I talked about how in Utah and Nevada, they're going to bring the National Guard in to go after marijuana plants with their helicopters. And someone called in and said that was regular practice. I don't think that's regular practice. They may use the helicopters, but I don't know about the National Guard. Well, today while I was in New York and I was driving to the airport, they were reporting how Vermont is not only going to use the National Guard to go after marijuana growers, but they're going to aid the state police in other things as well. They're just going to have this broad existence with the state police in Vermont now. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, when I used to burn trees, like, at parties and whatnot, we'd be, like, to pass around the blunt. And then one of my, like, free flows was this. Like, some ladies rolled up in a Pontiac. I hollered at the honeys and said, yo, where the party at?
Forrest, I love the call. Thanks for the energy. I'll talk to you later, brother. All right, let's jump to Rob in New Jersey. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, brother, man?
How you doing?
We just got reports from North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey now have reported cases of the bird flu.
No, the swine flu. Remember, it's not the
bird
flu.
Oh, yeah. That's well, I mean, shit, isn't it three now? Oh, sorry for the language.
All right, I got to go. Let's go to Greg from Maine. Greg, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good, man.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
I usually go on the Bill Deagle show.
And, okay.
One of his whistleblowers. Mm-hmm. But I have some paperwork. I really think your listeners, and it's good that we could do this at night like this, mm-hmm. where there's probably a lot more people listening. But I have, do you guys have like a fax number that I could fax you three pieces of paper?
Do we have a fax in here, guys? We do. I'll listen, I can get that to you over the, well, actually someone will come in and give it to me. Or maybe we can get, have, we'll give it to the board op. And then they'll give it to you off the air, and then maybe you can get it to us, because I don't want to wait till the next break, because that's another 10 minutes away, so hopefully we can get that faxed over by the next break. But why don't you break down what these Homeland Security emails say?
Okay. Basically, I hope everybody's listening real good right now. Basically, if you're a member of Homeland Security, you get emails every once in a while. So this one says basically... an email that comes in. Hi, everyone. At this meeting this past Thursday, we decided to get certified rain gear in order for our folks to have a jacket in the right size. You need to do the following. Please go to uniforms, blank uniforms, and try on the jacket, and your cert team will be issuing. Identify yourself as a member of the cert team and the blank people. You will, let's see what else is not. Make sure that you give them your name, your direct entrance to the old Bayer facility as soon as you can in the driveway. You will see a little map of the park, basically saying to go get certified equipment. Alex would love this stuff.
Well, we're gonna give you
the certified rain gear. Mm-hmm. It's by Chempak Fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's Nomex. It's made by DuPont. It's called the HZ9420 Multi-Threat Suit.
And now is this something you're similar seeing like a film like Outbreak, like one of these big yellow suits with just, you know, something over the face so you can see through that, but everything else is sealed off? Is this what we're talking about, a bioattack suit?
Listen, I'm not trying to, like, make everybody freak out, but what this is, it looks worse than that. It's basically a Scott pack with, you got to see the picture of it.
Listen, hold on to the line, and I'm going to have my guys give the board up the fax number, and then please fax that in. If you want to stay on the line and discuss it after I have it on, you can hold over. And we'll have you in on the next segment, and then maybe at the top of the hour. But get it to us before the top of the hour so me and you can discuss it. All right, Greg? All right, I think he's holding now. So my board guys are going to get on that. We will have that for you, viewers. Definitely in the second hour, we're going to be broadcasting it live at prisonplanet.tv so you can see the documents yourself. And then, of course, we're going to be scanning them in here. I think that Aaron and Rob are here. If Aaron's still here, hopefully he will at least get that up to Kurt so we can do a story at Infowars.com. All right, let's keep going through the callers while we wait. Dimitri in New Jersey. Dimitri, on the line.
Hey, Jason. I just got this from AP. Latest figures in the East Coast stands at 5 cases in New Jersey. 4 of those people were in Mexico and 1 in California recently. And then the New York City school now stands at 45, up from 28.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing, Mexico's agriculture department has claimed that the inspectors found no sign of swine flu among pigs around the farms in Veracruz, where the first infections were reported. And in fact, no infected pigs have been found anywhere in Mexico as of yet. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting. So you're telling me that they've gone around to where they're saying it originated, and they've tested these pigs, and they haven't found one case of swine flu in actual swine?
Yes, that's correct.
Interesting. And what is this? You're getting AP reports right now?
Yeah, that's correct. If you go to Google and just type in Mexico's Agriculture Department and swine flu, and then you'll pull it right up.
So what's your opinion, Dimitri? What do you think all this is? Are you taking kind of like my stance where you think that this is a lot of hype? It looks like a bioengineered weapon, and what the real goal is, not to give everybody swine flu, but to get everybody to take the inoculation for swine flu.
Well, I believe so. I'm leading towards the vaccinations, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Or if anything, this could just be a beta test to... Yeah. That leads to something larger. And also one thing I wanted to mention, this is from Connecticut. It says CDC will release 134,000 treatment courses of antiviral medications to Connecticut officials, as well as protective and respiratory gear in response to the swine flu outbreak.
And what's the time frame for that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I just got a little snippet here, but it says it will augment more than 11,000 courses of antiviral treatment that the state already has on hand.
Okay, so the state already has it stockpiled. Thank you for the call, Dimitri.
Right.
All right, let's jump to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I was just going to give my sentiment on it. I think, you know, they're trying to get people empathetic with, of course, you know, what's going on in Mexico, and they're blowing it way out of proportion. You know, lots of people are sick, and as Alex was saying earlier, people die of the flu, you know, every year, you know, in far greater numbers than what's going on with this right now. So it seems like a fear-mongering tactic. You know, people are benefiting from it, but you can't really point the finger on who it is right this second.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. But again, it does seem like what they're trying to do is create this fear in mass populaces and then come out with the quote-unquote vaccination that's going to save you, and then people will run to it, and all of a sudden you're inoculated. Who knows? Maybe it does get you better for a while, or maybe you don't come down with anything for a while. But God, again, they put thimerosal in the vaccines. Has mercury in it. They put SV40 in the vaccines. It's a cancer virus. They put two different types of bird flu in a bird flu vaccine, as well as another strain of flu. So I'm not taking anything, no matter what. I thank you for the call, Chris. All right, let's jump to Phil in Texas. Phil, you're on the line. Hello.
Hey, Jason, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, brother. It's good to have you back here in Austin with us. I know a lot of people are, you know, talking about the swine flu and everything. I kind of agree with you guys, you know, it's just a big fear thing. I know for myself, I'm not taking any vaccine. I think a lot of your listeners are probably on the same page. What I really wanted to call you back, I just got two real quick questions for you, and then I'll get off the line here.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if you had an update, if you were going to have, if you had heard back from getting Immortal Technique on your show.
Not and, yet, but I've got to do that. Okay, keep going.
Okay, and also, I heard a couple of weeks ago you were talking about you had a new film. You were kind of working on that. I was wondering if you could give me, you know, an update on that, kind of what's in the works.
Yeah, sure. Right now, Invisible Empire is basically in the stages of me collecting video footage and getting my interviews down. I'm basically compiling everything into folders. I've already got the three main sections, the arcs, story arcs, set up. The first section is really just going to establish that a new world order exists, and that new world order is really the elite's terminology for what they'd like to accomplish, this global governance system. So then from there, in the second section, it's like, well, how are they doing it? What are they using? And I'm going to be going through a lot of the, you know, CFR-type organizations, the League of Nations being failed, of course, the United Nations, and other, you know, small organizations, kind of like the shadow government, the government side, as well as the institutions in which they use their think tanks. And then really the third section is going to expose their secret societies, their belief systems, and then their quote-unquote end game, what they really want to accomplish with this new world order, getting into really the RFID chip, possibly the worldwide mind, and of course a global governance system. So I'm really hoping to have that one done before the new year. I would even like to give it away on December 24th on Christmas Eve. That's what I'm shooting for. That could be way off right now. I mean, I'm really in a pre-production schedule. Just ordering footage and really going through it. But it should be, you know, a winner. I'm looking to do what we did with Loose Change for 9/11 with Invisible Empire for the quote-unquote New World Order. So that is very close to my heart, and I have been working on it feverishly. I mean, I'm going to come in here tomorrow morning, and that's what I do during the day, other than, you know, blog and give Alex stories and grab stories off the net that I'm going to talk about later on my program. I'm constantly working on my films. I thank you for the call, Phil. Let's see, who's next up? Let's see, Brian in New York, you're on the line. Quickly, Brian.
Hey, Jason, I just wanted to say good timing on moving down to Texas. But, you know, what I've noticed up here is there was heavy chemtrailing, and suddenly in the past few days there hasn't been anything, which I found odd.
Well, I don't really know because I haven't been here the past few days. All I can say is that being in New York, they chemtrail there as well, and then on top of that, I mean, the swine flu was everywhere. Every time I went to a convenience store, it was on the cover of the Post.
Exactly.
People were talking about it.
And I mean, I don't see where I am because I'm in upstate New York, and it's not like, you know, they're quarantining schools or there's pandemics going around me. And we were just having, you know, a good time barbecue alumni weekend type deal. Oh. But again, when you're going into every store and on the cover of everything, are you just seeing pigs and swine flu and people in masks? You're like, oh God, here it comes. And by today, when I got into the, airport, you could really see the looks on people's faces. I mean, I'm watching CNN and I'm seeing these eye reports, and I guarantee, you know, the woman next to me who had fear in her face, she'll take the vaccination.
Right. And that's I'm telling everybody, don't even take regular flu shots, you know.
Oh, my God. And you know what really disgusts me, Brian? In the airport, a lot of the times, you'll see, like, these people standing there with these disposable flu shots. And it's like a delicatessen. Oh, get your flu shot here right now. Come get one. And I'm like, who in the hell?
People are so
right
trusting.
Right before they get on a plane. Yeah, you know what? Stick it in me. Sounds great. All right, we're going to come back, hopefully, with the blueprints from Greg from this Homeland Security email. If not, we'll talk about it in the top of the hour. We'll continue to take your calls, Mark, Steven, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Sugar, you
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Berman. Right now, I want to go back to Greg because we weren't able to get the facts, but I'm hoping we still have him on there.
Yeah, let me just talk to him.
All right, you got it, Joe.
No.
Do we have Greg on the line?
I mean, they claim that our new e-fax thing, it used to be better in the old days when we just had a regular fax machine, but they claim that this internet fax where they fax to this toll-free number and we get these emails works, but most people tell me it doesn't work. So tomorrow, let's get an old fax machine hooked back up like we used to where this son of a bitch works.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be able to get this stuff. Greg, scan it in, okay, email it, MIAC reports, all these things we've broken, clergy response teams, InfraGuard, we've broken it all. So I want to see if this is true. I'm not doubting you, sir, but this is important. Can you go to a Kinko's? Can you email it to Aaron with two A's, aaron@infowars.com right now, or do you have this fax number? Do you have the number, Burmese?
Right,
yeah, it's right there.
Yeah, I mean, have you tried this fax number, sir, 866-894-1767? 866-894-1767. Do you have that, Brian?
Yep, that's what I faxed it to, 866-894-1767.
Okay, did it go through for you?
Yeah, it said it went through. Yeah.
All right, well, we don't see it in there. I'm going to go work on this. No rest for the wicked, but I don't feel that wicked.
Go ahead, Greg. Go ahead.
What I'll do is I can redo it again, because they might be tapping into my phones. But what another thing I can do...
Well, let me just ask you, where did you get this supposed Homeland Security email?
This comes directly from the group that we're in. This is from directly...
You work for Homeland Security, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and I mean, you work in... You know, there's millions of people, as you know. It's every major...
Well, I work in a group, but... I left it, so I just kind of went away from it all. So I just got away from it, and I still could intercept. I'm still getting action items.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand, but I mean, are they saying just in case this was to get, you know, mutate and really start killing people by the tens of millions like the 1918 did, come pick it up? I mean, can you read it to us on air?
Yeah,
Go ahead and pull it up. Go ahead and read it on air to people. That's one way to get this out. And then I'm sure we have so many listeners. Other people can get this to us via email. I mean, can you scan this in? You said it was an email. Can you email this?
I can't do it from this computer, no.
I understand. You don't want us having your email?
No. You could have my email.
All you have is a fax machine. You can't email from that computer.
Well, I intercepted it as a paper. So what I would have to do is
scan it first.
No, I understand. Hey, will you guys call Mike and find out which email it is on this fax so I can get it out of there? Because every time people try to send it, they're saying they have problems. I need to get it right now. Okay, go ahead and read it to us, sir. I'm going to shut up.
Okay, it says. This is on April 19th. It says, "Hi, fellow CERT members. Action item for those who filled out this form for the first meds drill. Anyone who filled out the form and return it to the chief. I don't want to give their name. So that he or she and six others on their list, anyone who has filled the will receive meds in case of an emergency, will be involved in this drill. Tuesday, May 19th, 2009 is this day. For this drill, you'll be expected to pick up your meds at the fire station street between 2 p.m. and 11 p.m. At this watch desk, Chief Blank does not know.
Stay there. We got a break. 1 minute break. Coming right back. Stay there, sir. Second hour. Stay there. Don't hang up, Ron. We're going right back to you in 70 seconds. We got to take breaks for networks. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent. And food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Disappointed, going crazy, even though we can't afford the sky is over. Even though we can't afford the sky is over.
All right, folks, we are back. And we're going over this Homeland Security email about a upcoming drill, apparently, in May that may intertwine with this bird flu slash swine flu slash other strain of flu pandemic that everyone's just referring to as swine flu. We have Greg from Maine on the line. Greg, just continue from where you were earlier.
Okay. And then it says, Chief does not know what form of these meds will be in. Maybe a jelly bean. It may be a slip of paper. Maybe something else. If you can't pick your meds up for any reason, such as a vacation, please let Kathy know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but basically, I brought this to the person's attention, and I asked, I said, what is this suit for? Like a flu thing, or what? What's going on with this? And mm-hmm. He says, no, we wouldn't do that for that. And I said, well, what the hell is it for? For biological or for anything biological. That's what this suit's for.
So this is a bio-attack suit, basically.
This could be leading, but I'm going to whistle-blow this website. I don't know if you guys have this. Alex mm-hmm. is going to flip out, but mm-hmm. it's called IDEMC.org.
IDEMC.org.
This is a real-time photo, and even the listeners can look at this.
Uh-huh.
It's IDEMC.org.
And this is the suit you're telling me about?
No, this is all the hot spots and who's infected and what. I mean, this is already in France and Spain.
Okay. All right. So wait, you're saying this drill is in France and Spain, or what is this website showing?
Okay, basically, I'm going to click on this screen right here. It's going to show me we have in Spain, we have state, Monte State, County, Babelo, Imoloso, and Venezuela, I think. It says uh-huh. dead, zero, infected, suspected, four. Infected, confirmed, zero, quarantined. They have 17 confirmed quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
New York and Queens, they got 100 suspected, 45 confirmed. You click on it where it goes more details, and it will tell you exactly what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. So what was the website again?
It's called IDEMC.org.
Is that M or it's MC, right? Okay, now I got it up. Yeah, okay. I've got it up. All right, thanks, man. All right, listen, Greg, do me a favor. Just try to send that document to us again. And if for some reason we don't get it, if you could, you know, somehow, you know, make sure we get it by tomorrow. I mean, I know you faxed it over.
I probably have more information in the morning because I'm up basically all night doing roll call. Mm-hmm. What I can do is put this all together, and I could talk to Alex in the morning on his show if you want.
All right, sounds good. Keep it up, and I thank you for the help, my friend. All right. So I guess on this website, it's showing right now the live flu pandemic spots. And if we can get this on prisonplanet.tv right now so people can see it. Basically, we've got spots in Mexico, Canada, the United States, Europe, Turkey, China, and Australia, as well as places in South America such as, it looks like, Peru and Brazil. I don't know about Venezuela looks clean, but, you know, again, this thing may be updating as its own. I don't know if this is, I'm not sure what this is. I mean, again, I don't know if this is part of the drill, if this is part of the actual pandemic. I've got to see the document before I can make further judgments and really analyze what's going on here. Another story I want to talk about briefly is planes create total panic in Manhattan, and I guess You know, for a half an hour, the Boeing 747, which is Air Force One and an F-16 jet, circled the Statue of Liberty and Lower Manhattan skyline near the World Trade Center site. Offices evacuated. Dispatchers were inundated with calls. Witnesses thought the planes were flying dangerously low. Gee, I wonder why people in New York might get a little excited about some low-flying planes. But why a photo op? Why not tell anybody? I don't know. Even, I guess, Bloomberg said it was insensitive to fly so near the site of September 11th. But, you know, it could be one of those psyops again. Let's see how people react to planes in the sky one more time. We'll be back after this, taking your calls to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we get the facts. I got it. I guess this is a serious protection from chem and bio. And basically, I can't read some of it. Let me show it to people just so they know that I'm not covering anything up. Right here is all blacked out for me. This is a fax. But Jaron, being the amazing producer slash board op slash investigator that he is, matched the suits perfectly, so we know what kind of suit that they're going to be using. It's the HZ9420 multi-threat suit. And I'm not sure what it's made with, but I have this over here. It's by Blauer Manufacturing Company, Inc. It is a chem bio suit. It's designed for the use in tactical operations within the hot zone, made of lightweight ChemPak 4 Ultra barrier fabric, a non-permeable and non-breathable layered textile. This suit is paired with, specific certified ensemble elements for protection while operating in environments where harmful chemical and biological agents are at levels at or above IDLH, immediately dangerous to life and health. Applications include SWAT, terrorist threat neutralization, high-risk narcotics entries, and, of course, hazmat, decontamination, and hot zone rescue and assessment. And these run around $1,800 each. Now, he blacked out the names of people. And, again, it is extremely hard to read this. But apparently it's a bio terror drill that's going to be taking place Thursday, May 21st, 2009. Now, hopefully we'll be able to get all this in a lot better quality. But at least we have been able to solve the mystery. It does look like a FEMA-related exercise, even if it is through the Department of Homeland Security. All right, let's keep going to your calls. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Jason, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Jason, you know, with what you just read there, and there are a number of things that have already accumulated at this point as far as pointing in the direction that things are going as far as these people, if you want to call them that, that are perpetrating this.
Mm-hmm.
And you combine that with what the Homeland Security Chief, Janet Napolitano, said just today, I believe.
And what did she say today? I missed it.
That the... The flu, as it is now, this is not the last of it, that it's going to come up here and it's going to be worse, essentially, is what she said. She said in a way that it was an inevitability, from what I could understand, because that came from Alex. Plus, I did hear it somewhere along the line. It might have been on one of Alex's shows. Time's kind of running together close for me right now, so it's all... the thing is, Jason, that Steve Quayle, as well as Dr. Bill Deagle... Dr. Deagle was on Alex's show yesterday on a Sunday show, as well as on Friday's show, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Might be mistaken about that, but he was also on today's show, and I haven't had a chance to hear it yet, but he has no doubt that this is a bioengineered virus because it's three-faceted. It's human, porcine or swine flu, human flu, which is a very bad strain of human flu, and the deadly form of the bird flu, all combined.
Mm-hmm.
And that, excuse me, we're looking basically, you know, from all obvious appearances, at the surface, being who we are, of indications, in my view, even if Steve Quayle hadn't said what he said today, and I want to mention that in just a moment. But we're looking at what is very obviously an ongoing program here. This does not stop with what's happened in Mexico. This is already all the way around the world, at least for the last 24 hours, in locations, and the locations are becoming more numerous. And it is really totally contradictory to the idea that it broke out in Mexico only and spread all the way over to these places almost simultaneously, if not simultaneously. But it was a month ago that they reported their first case down there. So it's a possibility that through air traffic it could have spread by that time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what Steve said was, Jason, is that this is the first part of a very large plan, and that this is really, we're not going to get any breaks, essentially, in between events on a biological level now. And there may be other dominoes which they tip over in other areas that they work in as far as manifesting events to control us and keep us in fear and ultimately to destroy us, which they may run concurrently to the biological area. And we have to keep that in mind. But the main reason for my call, Jason, is with a view that there's a probability at least in such a danger area as this that could kill a person very quickly, as well as taking forced vaccinations, which could, you know, kill you just as quickly and badly. That we do look at the whole picture here and not just at what happened in Mexico, because now truly it is around the world, and now we have to wait and see. One of the main things, I think, is to see what the mortality rate is. But it it's reported at 6% in Mexico, as I understand it, and the Spanish flu of 1918 to 1920 had a 2.5% mortality rate, and they list 100 million people died globally in that 1918 epidemic to 1920 at that time. So now that would be equivalent to something almost 200 billion people. So
you mean 200 million?
Or 200 million, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's mainly what I say, Jason, is just we need to look at the whole picture, not just at the present time, but everything that's in the present and what it indicates as to where we're going in the near future time, according to plan of the Illuminists who are out to destroy us and kill us all. And this would certainly be a way to do it. We're in the area of dying here. And that report you just read really kind of underlines what I say.
No, you know what? I have to agree with you. And, you know, we talked about the possibilities of them putting out a pandemic or something of a bio attack in this country. I think that they're, you know, if they were planning on any kind of bird flu or whatever, that was stopped with us talking about Baxter and what they had done with the vaccinations. What I can't believe is that they're going to farm out the inoculations to Baxter after the fact. You'd think that at least some foreign media would jump on that and say, hey, we don't want your swine flu vaccine. Your bird flu vaccine was contaminated with three separate types of viruses.
Mm-hmm. It used to be for a long, long, long time, up until 9/11, basically, that things were done behind closed doors in buildings which they controlled with had been screened and cleaned for no listening devices and such like this, because if it got out to the public, then it would be a tremendous blow to their plans, because we still have representation in the U.S. Congress, and if it got to Congress, that was the end of it all. They'd get it straightened out for us, but we've lost our representation there, and now it's all one big club, so they can do anything they want, and they know in reality from what they've already gotten away with that they can just get right out there and do it in the open, just like they did 9/11 really clumsily. I mean, that was, it could have been done other ways, but they really didn't care to be that careful about it. They knew that it would be a test to overcome any doubt about it, and that once that was overcome, they felt they could overcome it. They went ahead and, you know, just really didn't do a whole lot. They just denied and tried to control us with fear about even questioning 9/11, because they already had us in a point, and they had things that they were going to plan off of the way things already were that they had already accomplished, and they built successes on successes up to a point where their momentum is just apparently unstoppable up to this point. But
hopefully,
you know,
it's unstoppable.
We'll keep telling the truth, and that has power in itself. And I sure do appreciate you being out there, you and Alex, and all the good truth tellers, Jason, and all the
right,
time you
Mark,
gave me.
Thank you so much, man. You got it. I mean, first they pull the black operation, and then they pull the psychological operation afterwards. I mean, that is the case with 9/11. And you got to wonder if it's going to be the same exact case here. They pull off the black operation of putting out swine flu in these separate areas, and then all of a sudden these outbreaks happen. And now the psychological operation is to see how many people go to the hospital who aren't sick. See how many people are so in fear that they're asking for an inoculation today. And that'll give them a good and clear way to understand how many people they'll be able to round up, or where they'll be able to put the inoculation, so that, you know, mass communities come and, oh, come down to the local church, take a vaccine, you won't get the swine flu. So if this is a black op, there's definitely a psyop going on after the fact to bring in yet another black op of, you know, mass vaccinations. All right, let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, how are you tonight?
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Welcome back. Good to have you back here.
Thank you.
I hope you had a real good visit with your family and friends while you were up there.
It was good.
Yeah, good. I wanted to bring something up, and I'm hoping you guys can pull this up out of your archives, but, you know, I just on a whim, I went on, you know, prison. I've got my Prison Planet TV subscription, and so I went on there. I was going to watch one of the movies I hadn't seen yet that's on there, and here, boom, here's Alex doing this emergency transmission, so I knew it had to be something serious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was listening to what he was saying and the people calling in, right away what came to my mind, and I don't know if you remember this and how many people out there will remember this. I know Alex will. But back before the Obama deception was released, which it was supposed to be released on the 15th, was actually on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
But it was either the Sunday before, which would have been the 8th, or the 1st of March. I'm pretty sure it was one, but I know it was his Sunday show. He came on and made this statement. This is Alex. He said he knew for a fact, it was 100% confirmed, that the next terrorist attack was going to be biological.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to pull that up from the archives and play that for people. I mean, this guy, just again, boom, he's right on, not because he's a psychic or a prophet, but he knows what's going on. And the thing is, you know, we're looking at what's going on.
Hold over, Stephen. We got a break. We'll come back to you and others. Ray, Matt, Scott, and Jesse on the other side. It's the Info Warrior. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
back, and we're taking your calls. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're on the line with Steven. Steven, do you have anything else other than, you know, Alex obviously making the prediction that the next big terror attack in this country would be a bio attack?
Yeah, here's what I was getting at. So, knowing the way these eugenicists operate with their false flag terror events, and, you know, the fact that they love killing people through plagues, that, you know, Alex had mentioned about, you know, they might release mass plagues, and he was thinking like maybe weaponized or even chemtrails or whatever, but if you, and they're a, the other thing is, of course, the way they have propaganda that they're so well known for. Well, think about this. The way this is looking, you know, Alex and you have been talking about this. This is a fear-mongering thing that they're doing. They're, you know, misrepresenting what's being put out there. They're lying about the actual figures, et cetera. And, you know, you've mentioned about how scared people look. And so I may be, you know, on the, you know, I don't know if I'm on the right track, but I think I am based on all this. What I'm getting at is that to me it would seem that with the way they do everything, the pattern these people have of the way they do things, it would make a whole lot of sense that what they're doing is trying to cause this massive fear, and the way they're going to get this biological attack out is through something that people wouldn't even suspect, and really, you know, they would get away with it, so to speak, and that it wouldn't look, it wouldn't be so obvious, and that would be to get them to take the vaccines to prevent the so-called, you know, mass plague from hitting them. That, to me, makes a whole lot of sense. What do you think?
No, that's where I think this is heading. I mean, obviously, I think they want to vaccinate these people, whether it'll be a outbreak vaccination where people start getting sick immediately and dying, or something that, you know, is a soft kill, like a cancer virus that just limits a person's life and we don't see a pandemic afterwards. I'm not taking the vaccines anyway, anyway you put it. But I do think that this is to put people into fear, to get them into hospitals, you know, whether they're sick or not. Let's see how many people go to the hospital to think they have the bird flu. Let's see how many people we can fool with this. We can fear into it. And then, like I said, bring them to the community centers where they'll give out the mass vaccinations. And then God knows what's in those vaccinations, whether that will lead to the next real pandemic or just mass deaths or sickness or, like I said, a slow-working cancer virus. It's really anyone's guess. But any way you look at it, if you're smart, you have a strong immune system, and you do get sick, even if you do have the swine flu, don't take the vaccinations. I thank you for the call, Stephen. All right, let's jump to Ray in Kentucky. Ray, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's hope I can maintain my control here and my nerves. I'm a lab rat type, so it may be a little difficult on me. I have three points I want to get across. First of all, the listener should realize that in the United States we're dealing with a medical monopoly. So MD stands for monopoly doctor. That's been going on since around 1900. That's pretty clear, I think, to everybody. The second thing is, one of the elements of that is the germ theory of disease and the concept of contagion. In my experience and on my, what I've been taught, that is scientific fraud. It is medical quackery. That does not exist. But that is something they work very hard on promoting. They want people to believe. It is very easy to believe it, but it isn't true. It's scientific fraud.
Okay.
The third element is that what people have to be afraid of, I think the biowarfare will come in, because if it was chemical warfare, you'd die too quick. You know, you line people, a million people up, start shooting with a machine gun, they're allowed to shoot back. However, if you tell them there's this nasty old bug out there, and if you line up, none of you line up, roll your sleeves up, we'll protect you from it, they'll do it. So the greatest weapon of mass destruction is the hypodermic needle.
I agree, Ray. You're preaching to the choir, brother. I thank you for the call. I do think that that is definitely where this is going. Again, don't take the inoculation. Whether the inoculation will cause the real pandemic or just give you a cancer virus that will shorten your life by 20 or 30 years, you don't want to take the vaccination. They're going to give it to Baxter. You know, the one that shipped out the vaccines with the viruses in them, that killed the ferret, that was blacked out in the U.S. media, and now these guys are supposed to be our savior. Do you get it? One article in the entire country, and it is almost impossible to find at a Bloomberg, February 24th, they report that Baxter International has shipped out to 14 separate countries a bird flu vaccine with two strains of bird flu and another type of human flu virus. That's three types of flu virus. That's weird, isn't it? Because there's three types of flu virus in this swine flu. Remember? It's swine flu, but it's bird flu, but it's human flu. Huh. Very odd. And now Baxter's going to save us. I don't buy into it. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmis. Call in line is 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Phone calls here at the Info Warrior. Let's just jump right into it with Scott in Georgia. Scott, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. What I was wanting to talk about, I heard Alex back here in the background. I hope he's still there because this isn't just for you. It's for him, too. And more importantly, like with Dr. Deagle and Miss Tenpenny and the other microbiologist that he was talking with, this is kind of referring back to episode I seen from David J. Smith with Newswatch magazine. He had an interview with Larry Wayne Harris, who was a microbiologist, talking about the swine flu back when the doughboys brought it back from World War One. He was talking about he had a relative that caught it in its mild form, before it mutated over in Europe and come back in its deadly form.
And wait a minute, when was this? Was this this week he talked about this?
No, sir. This has been several years back. You can download it.
So he contracted the swine flu many, many years ago, and now it's just come back, and this is before it was in this state. So a few years ago, his friend had the swine flu. Okay, continue.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to get to that I'd like for y'all to ask the microbiologists that know about this, would it be like Larry Wayne Harris was talking about, that the relative that caught it in its mild form, he built antibodies against it when it come back in its deadly form, kind of like with chicken pox, you know, where your parents tell you to go down the street where the kids got chicken pox and you get inoculated again, you know, you build antibodies against it. So,
in other words, do you build an immunity
later on?
Do you build an immunity if you had this before and now the more severe version is out? Will you be immune to
when it? While it's in this mild form, if you catch it now, will it give you protection against it when it comes back when it's deadly?
Well, again, I thank you for the call, but that's something I would have to ask a microbiologist or a doctor or an expert. But I would imagine that you want to build an immunity to it anyway by being healthy. You know, I know Jones has been on the radio saying, hey, drink orange juice, take vitamin C tablets, you know, make sure that you're in good health. I mean, that's the bottom line. There's a lot of hypochondriacs out there that at the drop of a hat, they think they're going to get sick. Mr. Jones?
Well, no, I was just going to say what the medical doctors have been saying is good. Oil of oregano, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C.
Garlic, right?
Garlic, colloidal silver. But number one, lots of sleep. And then just wash your hands. If you have big outbreaks in your area, this is not only killing people in Mexico. That's because they're run down and unhealthy. Half the population of 35 plus million in the metro and surrounding area. It's 28 million actually in the city itself, but it's over 35 million total. It sprawls for hundreds of miles in all directions, hundreds of square miles in all directions to be technical. It's killing a lot of infirm people. Regular flu kills, 15,000 people at least, sometimes more. In the United States, just normal, new strains. The issue is, though, this thing has clearly been engineered in the lab, and all the doctors we've talked to have said that. CNN's pointing at that, even. And if they try to claim Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda did it, that's just ridiculous. So let's go back to calls. I'm leaving because I got to go home and get ready to get on Coast to Coast AM, no rest here, and then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m., with a bunch of breaking news and information, Burmese. But go ahead and get back to your phone calls. Colloidal silver is good, but again, none of that's a silver bullet, pun intended. It all helps together. All right,
basically, you want to be healthy, but it is interesting that the WHO or the World Health Organization has for the first time ever put us into phase four. Remember, phase five and six, forget about it, we're in pandemic, probably martial law. But even in 2004, when they had that big bird flu outbreak in Asia, it only went to phase three.
Listen, either the government's hyping this way overboard, or they're freaked out and covering up because this is the key point that has to be made. I say almost falling over. This is the key point that has to be made that I keep trying to make, and I haven't really made it simply enough or clearly enough. If they're doing all these lockdowns and all these quarantines and all of this panicking over something that's only killed 149 people in rundown Mexico City, where the people are malnourished, have no access to medicine, they're in cardboard boxes. Hundreds die every day there of regular colds and things, and of tuberculosis. So kind of the double speak we're getting is this is really serious. We're shutting everything down. We're getting ready for a total pandemic, mass death. But don't worry, it's no big deal. This is just a precaution. But with things in the past that you would have thought would have been more serious, they didn't act like this. So that's where the fears come in that, no, they're not hyping it. They're actually covering up something that's going to be super devastating.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's SARS
in Canada. And the problem is this is going to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks until we really know. And then by then we're just all kind of conditioned to whatever happens. We have to take this serious because new flus have killed upwards of 40 million people before in 1 year. In an average year, I was looking at World Health Organization numbers, but there's such eugenicists, who knows. On average, over 200,000 flu deaths a year. Some years that are higher, it might be a million. The big mega death years, well, Megadeth's a million, but the big, super Megadeth here is 40 million or more.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the globalists have this history of doing things like this. That's the issue. But again, the latest reports at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, TheInfoWarrior.com. And folks, the big issue is we're here speaking to the choir. We're on a lot of AM and FM stations, new listeners all the time. But we need you to tell your friends, your family, your neighbors. We want the inside scoop, not the absolute answers, just the full spectrum analysis of all the ideas and all the info and the history of this and who stands to gain. And we'll tell you about Baxter mixing in the big vats to make the vaccine, this, and the deaths in Europe and all of this. We'll discuss that here and give you the full spectrum. So please, that's how we get new people to tune in and find out. That's how we accelerate this enlightenment, this awakening that's happening, is you spreading the word about the AM and FM stations or the internet streams or the free podcast they can download in the listen page at the top of InfoWars.com. Burmese, I am now officially out of here.
All right. God bless you, Mr. Jones. All right, let's go to Jesse in New York. Jesse, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Something amazing happened in New York yesterday.
Okay.
Roadrunner customers in Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, and Albany were without high-speed online service for several hours.
Really?
Following a system outage that happened around 10 a.m.
Okay, and what was their excuse? What did they say?
It's unclear what the problem is or when the service will be restored, is what the article says. Obviously, it's been restored. I'm on the internet now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's odd because, you know what, I'm only 50, 60 miles away from Albany, and I had service all day yesterday. I guess my area wasn't affected, but you're saying a mass, basically upstate New York outage.
Yeah, I called at least five people within a 20-mile radius of me, and they all didn't have it.
Okay, well, we'll look into it. I'm not sure there's, anything. What's your take on it? What do you think?
Well, I was reading this other article that says that Time Warner is planning a four-city test of the pricing scheme that would offer a basic tier internet access capped at 1 gigabyte a month.
Mm-hmm. But they did that. You know they did that, right, Jesse? Not here, but they did that in Beaumont, Texas over the summer, and it was so unsuccessful. Actually, we covered it last week on the Info Warrior. They said that they would drop the plan. Now, they said that they would test it out in the future in other markets, and that seems like something they may be doing and trying to work on right now there, and maybe they dropped off some of their servers. So that's what you think?
Well, this article is from April 16th.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if that's an April 16th article, does that talk about the Beaumont, Texas failure or no?
I don't see anything about Texas in it. I see that
Well, just check out the Beaumont, Texas thing. It's B-E-U-M-O-N-T, Texas. And again, they tried that over the summer in Beaumont. It did not work out. Time Warner said they were going to drop the plan nationally, but if they're bringing the plan back, I'm gonna look into it. Obviously, there are other internet service providers that are also looking on this cap system where they're going to try to charge you by the download or the upload or your traffic on top of your monthly service, and it really is just criminal. All right, thank you for the call, Jesse. Zsa Zsa in New York, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Yes, what's up?
So I want to tell you, I have to call you because I was told this information, and I can't hold it back, even though I was told I was going to Gitmo for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it has to do with the swine flu. First of all, it's marbleated, okay? And if you notice, it first happened in Cancun, and they originally knocked off whoever they wanted to knock off, and that's who it wasn't. That's why it wasn't on the books, those people. They will never tell you how many bodies they got. It was a Mexican government official, and a friend of mine actually saw the photos of the canister. They came in canisters. It's a bioweapon, and the Mexican officials, they purchased it from Russia, okay? The only antidote is actually in Russia. You can take, like you said, black elderberry and stuff and keep yourself straight, but I'm really, really nervous for telling you this. I mean, this came to me, but I had to tell you. I want to tell you that it's just a temporary test. There are bigger ones. The other bigger ones that I was told about are the size of paint cans. They originally were seen, okay, as 3-inch canisters, they're round circles,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to wipe out a drug cartel called the Zenas, Z-E-N-A-S, the Zenas.
So you think that this is drug-related and outside of government, and basically they just got it from the Russian government, and now it's out of their control?
No, it was. Inside government. It's into the government. Mexican government wanted to take over the drug cartel over in Cancun.
Okay. Okay. So you're saying it's a collaboration between people who want to take over the drug trade in Mexico, getting stuff from Russians. Basically, that's where you think this is coming from?
Purchased it from Russia. Nothing to do with the Russians. Has no involvement other than a purchase. Okay.
All right. I'll definitely put it out there. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Kudos on the audio slave as you came into the segment.
Thanks, man.
That was great. Hey, I guess what I'm really curious about is the... hold on.
Yes, sir. Still with us? Or did we drop him? Zach? All right. We dropped him. All right. Matt in Missouri, you're on the line. Or Mass. Matt in Mass. Matt, you there? Are we just not going to pull up anybody, huh? All right, so if we don't have Matt, can we go to Amando in New York? Oh, we got Matt now? Or Amando? Either one. Amando, you're on the line.
You just suspend calls till they wake up down there, and you can take calls in a little while.
Okay.
Cover some news.
All right, well, what's on your mind, Amando?
How you doing today? First of all, I wanted to thank you guys very much for going out there and letting everybody know about the information. You know, it's really important information that you're talking about, and I'm trying to do my part, my best to, like, spread the information to all the people I know, and I've downloaded the Obama Deception, and I've been making DVD copies and passing it out to everybody I know, even people on the street. Sometimes I'll stop them, you know, and start talking to them about their views on politics and see if I can pass out your DVDs. In addition, I wanted to mention that I just tuned into your show, and I don't know if anybody mentioned it previously, but you know what they tried to do today in New York City with that Boeing flying around, right?
Well, here's the deal. I know a couple offices were shut down. I know that there were a lot of calls into police departments, and people were, you know, saying, hey, what's going on here? And even Bloomberg made the comment that it was, you know, in poor taste to fly a plane. Insensitive to fly so near the site of September 11, 2001 attacks. But I don't know outside of that what else they did. Go ahead.
No, well, actually, what I was just going to say is that I think that if they wanted to instill fear into people, this is the perfect way of doing it. I mean, you heard the news. You heard all the people that were just upset. They evacuated the buildings. They're starting to think about terrorists now. And I guess that's just to add on to the spread of this swine flu.
No, I think that this is definitely some kind of a psychological warfare operation. Why else would you fly Air Force One so low in New York City? A photo op? Without telling people? Like, if it had been announced kind of like, a fair or a parade or something like that, okay, I can see it. If there was a mass amount of camera crews, but this really did cause a panic in New York City, and a lot of offices were shut down everywhere.
Yeah, it was really done in poor taste. I know it was done for a reason, and I know they know exactly what they do all the time, the government, and I knew they did it for a reason. But I do want to mention one more thing.
Sure.
That was what a small world it is, because in giving out all my DVDs, one of the DVDs I gave out to was to a lady that I knew for about 10 years, and she was very, very much pro-Obama. And I was talking to her about everything against Obama and so forth, and I got her to take one of the DVDs. It turns out that her sister was classmates with Obama in school.
Oh, really? Well,
so
of course she's
going
to have that bias as well, you know? People want to believe that when you're close to somebody, they're automatically a better person, or they're a good person, or they have your best interests at heart. Well, that's not always the case. Amando, keep it up. Keep handing out the DVDs. Keep fighting the info war, brother. Let's jump to Adam in Nevada. Adam, you're on the line.
Okay. I'm on?
Yes, you're on.
Jason, I'm glad they finally speak to you. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Really enjoy the program.
Cool.
Anyways, I just wanted to comment on that caller who said they were having high-speed outages over in, was it New York?
Yes, yes.
Well, we had a similar incident down here in southern Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, about 2 weeks back, we lost everything, pretty much, except for the televisions.
Really?
Cable TV worked. Our internet went out. Our cell phones went out. Satellite TV went out. basically everything except the except our televisions was still working.
And is Time Warner your provider down there, or what's the deal?
We would go through CMA Communications, who was handled through AT&T.
Mm-hmm. AT&T loves you, sir. AT&T loves you. They only just give up all your information in a secret room. Do you know about that?
Yes. Yes, I do. Believe me, I'm on top of this stuff, thanks to you and Mr. Jones, whom I heard puttering around in the back earlier.
Yes, he did take off because of his Coast to Coast AM interview that I think starts in less than an hour, but I'm not quite sure where he starts.
Probably. I'm not a big Nori fan, but...
Hey, you know what? It brings in a wider audience, and, you know, as kooky as some of the subject matter is on there, we need every, you know, warm body we can get to wake up. And
if
we can pique somebody's interest who's, you know, into the paranormal and believes in ghost hunters and watches UFO hunters, hey, I'll take them. Just, you know, take everything with a grain of salt, but at the same time, that guy has a huge audience, and it is very important for Alex to get on a program like that, because a lot of those guys also, you know, may listen to conservative radio, may listen to, you know, Hannity or Beck or Limbaugh and call into their program and release this information. I mean, this really isn't a right or left issue. This swine flu pandemic is now going to be the biggest news story of the next week, especially if there's more casualties. And it's really based on how the public acts to see what their next move is going to be, whether it's going to be mass inoculations, another fear-mongering campaign, the pushing of Tamiflu, the bringing in of the WHO as some kind of authority, you know, further propping up the UN as this world body that's going to save us all. I don't know exactly, but all of those are possibilities. We're going to come back to Michael, Lauren, Scott, and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free
free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, and we're going to keep going to your calls, Michael, Lauren, Scott, Matt, and others. But first, you know, my boys gave me this this photo, and at first I thought it was just like a fake photo, but then I realized, no, wait, this is a portrait. And they're like, yeah, it's a portrait that is going to be appearing. Where is it? Where is it? It's like complete Union Square. That's right. Jaron, thank you. New York City's Union Square is going to have this portrait of Obama, where he is very Christ-like. And by Christ-like, I mean a dead ringer for Jesus Cristo. He's got his arms out like he's on the cross. He's got some kind of a thorn crown head going on here. And we're going to bring this up on the prisonplanet.tv for the kids. If you right-click it and just select image, you can just black it away. But there it is right there. And I'm sure now that will be all over the web. It's a 30 by 54 acrylic painting on canvas, which depicts President Obama appearing much like Jesus Christ on the cross. Atop his head, a crown of thorns. Oh, behind him, the dark veil being lifted or lowered on the presidential seal. But is he revealing or concealing? And is he being crucified or glorified? I think it's a little from column A. Maybe a little from column B. Folks, the guy's been in office 100 years. He has done nothing but continue the policies of the Bush administration. I had to listen the other day to, you know, this left-wing, loving, ludicrous, nonsensical jackass, basically, on the radio telling me, oh, Obama's done so much. He's closing Guantanamo. Yeah, he might be closing Guantanamo, but he really hasn't closed Guantanamo, and all those people will just be tortured elsewhere. He's getting the troops out of Iraq. Well, actually, no, he's not getting the troops out of Iraq. There'll be at least 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq all the way through the end of 2011 while we ramp up the war in Afghanistan. Oh, and that's right. We're going to start using private mercenaries a lot more, too, and private citizens to go over there as well. What has he changed? Where is the change? Even Olbermann is coming around and saying, you know, false change. It's not real change. It's not real hope. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Michael in Georgia, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to first put out there, I hear Alex talking about it a lot, and I'm not sure if you mentioned it, but the DOD brass ban has been lifted, and that deals with the manufacturing of reloads that big places like Georgia Arms, which is, I believe, the biggest reloading company in the U.S., were not able to get their 223s, 308s, and, you know, their black rifle caliber Army brass. But they are allowed to have it now. And for one reason or another, from what I understand, it was some kind of a snafu with the paperwork, but mm-hmm. I'm not really believing that, but I just wanted to put that out there real quick. So that ban
so that's
has
kind
been
of a win, right?
Temporarily, yeah, it's kind of a win. But you know, once again, it's
a bittersweet win
with the paperwork snafu. So it kind of leads mm-hmm. to, you know, kind of begs the question as to was anybody paying attention?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. All right. What else you got for me, Michael?
I got for you the flu cases show need for science spending. Obama. This comes out of Reuters today,
mm-hmm.
and. There's a quote in here. This is from Obama. It says, if there was ever a day that reminded us of our shared stake in science and research, it's today. Obama
yeah, you know, we had another caller call in. I thank you for the call, Michael. And it's saying that, you know, basically he's saying that we're behind the curve and we need to be like the space program. We got to put all this money into it. That's why we're all about to get the bird flu, because we just haven't kept up. Please. Nothing could be further from the truth, folks. We'll talk about the truth on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got right about now, I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend, I'm with you now, until the end.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior. And the truth of the matter is that this looks like it's a bioengineered virus. The truth of the matter is the places in Mexico they say it stemmed from, they haven't found any pigs with this swine flu. That's the truth of the matter, folks. And it's not really swine flu, okay? It's pig flu, bird flu, and some kind of human strain of flu. Very odd. Very, 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 very odd. We even have this general asking, did this come out of a lab? Well, that's what the evidence seems to point to. We're going to continue to go through your calls. Lauren, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. I'm glad I got through to you. Mm-hmm. Praise to the providence of the greater intelligence that I finally got through. Here's what's going on. Okay. I've been studying this thing for a couple of years. When you have a virus, you have basically a virus has a very small DNA set and only about 8 genes into it. Mm-hmm. Those 8 genes, when you have two viruses, when you're infected with two viruses at the same time, mm-hmm. both of those viruses use your cells as a incubator in order to reassort themselves. In other words, they break up their 8 genes and they swap genes with each other.
Okay.
Here's what's going on here. You have virulence. Virulence has to do with how effectively a virus is able to transmit from one host to another host. Then you have pathogenicity or lethality. What we have happening here, and this is scary, this is very scary, this thing that is now going on in Mexico shows an incredible virulence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says, okay, I've got this, and they go into a hospital, and this stuff from Baxter that has the extremely lethal H5N1 virus is injected into them at the same time that they are sick with this virulent strain, you then have an incubator in that person where the you now have a reassortment potential so that you now have the extremely lethal H5N1. The Vietnam Cambodian variety of that has had a 90% lethality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the combination where you have the extreme transmission virulence combined with the extreme lethality. That is what is going on.
So you think what they're trying to do is, again, get these people to take the vaccination?
Trying to get the people that are getting, that are coming down with the virulent strain. The virulent strain's not really going to kill you. Getting them to come into the hospital where they get injected with the extremely lethal a variety that has been put out by Baxter. We know that they've done this, okay? And the people in the hospital don't know what's going on. They just know, give this shot to the people and they'll get better. Now you have the extremely deadly variety of H5N1 in a human host with the extremely virulent variety. And that is what is going on.
All right, Lauren, I thank you for the call. Let's hope that's not what's going on, but, you know, he may be right. And I got to tell you, it really looks like they want you to take this vaccination from Baxter. They really want you to look up to the WHO. They really want this world pandemic to further legitimize world government. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Tracks deep into your life, it will creep. You
it starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away.
All right, folks, we are back. And normally I would be talking about how the National Guard is now coming into Vermont to go after marijuana growers and assist the state troopers in other things. I would be talking about the fact that the small school that I went to recently fired 15 of its teachers. Folks, there's maybe 45 teachers in the entire school. They fired about a fourth of the teachers at my school. They're getting rid of Wednesdays at my old high school. Listen, I graduated with a class of 54. My sister is now in classes of 45. They want the kids, they're trying to pass this now, to go to school instead of from 8 in the morning till 2:30. They want them to go from 8 in the morning till 4. They're going to get rid of Wednesday. They're going to make it 4 days a week school. They fired a bunch of teachers. They're taking away all the sports. They're taking away the art program. They're taking away gym class. Everything extracurricular is gone. Listen, I live in a small town where there is absolutely nothing to do at all except for go play basketball at the scrub courts, which is it's not a full court basketball thing. It's a one court thing. It doesn't even have a net. Okay? It's got a metal backboard. And, that's where I spent many of my days as a young lad, when I wasn't playing sports. But when I was playing sports, I was on the soccer field. I was on the basketball court. I was on the baseball field. I was traveling around. It would keep me busy. It kept me fit. I mean, I'm not in the greatest shape in the world, folks, but I'd like to think I'm a little bit athletic. You know, it keeps me in the shape I'm in today. And what are we going to have? A bunch of kids that, you wonder why the crime rate's going to shoot up? You wonder why the child obesity is going to shoot up? Well, it's because of programs like this one. And it's not just hitting Detroit with 23 school districts going down. It's hitting my school. Mine. Me. And I, a little tiny area. Little and tiny. No more anything. No Wednesdays. Do you realize how insane that is? No Wednesdays. What are the people who work for a living supposed to do with their children on Wednesdays now? Well, it looks like one of us just can't work, Carol. But Bob, what will we do for food? I don't know. I guess I'll just have to pick up a second job, a nighttime job. But then Wednesday, we gotta have, the youngins gotta be looked after. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it either. All right, but we're not talking about that, actually. We're talking about the swine flu pandemic, and it's impossible not to talk about because it's everywhere. Like I said, every convenience store I went into, I'm looking at the New York Post, I'm looking at the New York Times. Oh, bird flu, swine flu, everybody's going to get sick. Pandemic! Pandemic! Cover your face! Cover it! Ah! And people are going to buy into this. A lot of non-sick people are going to go into the hospitals and think they're sick. They want to see how many people do that, to see how many people will willingly take a vaccination. All right, let's jump to our next caller. I believe we're on Scott in New York.
Yeah,
Scott, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Jason? I called in before. I just want to call about that plane that went over Jersey City.
Okay.
I used to work in Jersey City, as I mentioned before. And, the interesting about it, I know you may be familiar, it's only one subway stop from World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Exchange Place. It's heavily fortified, and Jersey City is a company town.
Mm-hmm.
And the company is AIG.
Mm-hmm. Actually, one of my friends from AIG, well, not my friends, but somebody I actually used to date out in Jersey City, her niece out in AIG, I think she left today because of this thing today, and they had lunch all day today. A lot of the offices were evacuated.
Right, which she probably was at where I was at, 101 Hudson Street. Across the street, they have another building.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do financial services. I think that's where, outside of Wall Street, I think it's kind of like an off Wall Street,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And, you know, it's really creepy if you go, it's worth checking out because there's a lot of Masonic, architecture.
Oh, there's all that architecture throughout Manhattan, and you guys are right next to Manhattan. If people don't understand,
yeah.
I mean, you literally go through the Lincoln Tunnel and you're in Jersey City. I mean, Jersey City is almost,
right.
It's as close to Manhattan as it gets, folks. Either go over the bridge or into the tunnel. I mean, it's right there. It's really an extension of New York City that just kind of brings you into the urban areas of Jersey and the city areas of Jersey. But again, it's really connected, and it affects you guys too, because again, when 9/11 happened, you were looking up at the tower smoking. It looks like it's a psyop to me, man. Let's see how
much. When that plane went down in the Hudson, I saw it. I didn't even have to leave the building. I just saw it from the other side of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And in this day and age, with all these airplane, you know, catastrophes going on, I mean, it makes you afraid to fly. Another observation I want to make about that swine flu, I was listening to what you're saying, and you're right. I don't know why they call it swine flu anyway, you know. It seems to be have all these bad things from all around the globe. I think they should just call it the globalist flu.
I agree, Scott. I thank you for the call. I think the reason that they're calling it the swine flu, because, again, it has a bird flu strain in it, is because of where we called them out on the bird flu and Baxter's involvement with the vaccinations of the bird flu. See, they can kind of go around without having to discuss the fact that they tried to give inoculations for bird flu out that had bird flu in them if people don't have the bird flu. See, they have the pig flu, the swine flu. So those inoculations will be okay. We just won't mention all those bird flu vaccinations that had all that, you know, terribleness in them. We won't mention those. All right, let's jump to Colleen in Pennsylvania. Colleen, you're on the line.
What's up, Burmese? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
And thank you for having the option where you can call in with your cell phone and listen to the program. My monitor blew up today, so I'm very, very grateful for that.
No problem.
So I have two issues to bring to your attention.
Okay.
Number one, I have a very dear friend who now lives in Mexico. She's originally from there. And I've actually put her in touch with Rob D., and they've been emailing. Now, she lives about an hour outside of Mexico City.
Okay.
And her father lives in Mexico City. Now, she's telling me, she's a professional woman. She is a child psychologist. She works in the school system.
Okay.
And she also has family who is some kind of relation who's an Army medic.
Okay.
Now, I'm thinking that this is all blown out of proportion and is a total psyop, because she's telling me that what her relation, who is an Army medic, is saying is that what the media is telling us in terms of the people who are infected and who have died is consistent with what we're hearing in the media. So a level four pandemic is not, that's blown out of proportion. So I think this is a psyop. I think that they do want us to take the Baxter vaccines. I think we need to be very careful. And again, I put you guys in touch with her, so if you guys want to talk to her in person, you're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Rob D's got the email, again, I literally walked in 1 minute before airtime, right off the plane, folks. I mean, I literally got off the plane. I'm probably stinky. I had two crying babies next to me. I've been on planes all day. And I have to agree with you. I think that they're, you know, all of a sudden it's 149 deaths in Mexico is what they're saying, and over 2,000 people who are infected. I mean, 149 in 2 days or in less than a week? I mean, what are they saying? It was in late March that the first one occurred, but they haven't shown any pigs with the swine flu yet. It doesn't make a lot of sense other than to fearmonger and try to get people to take this vaccinations that could cause a true pandemic.
I agree. And the second issue I have to mention to you is, while I was on hold, I was watching The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's how Generation X has been getting its news for years now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was actually really twisted. There was a little comedic presentation where they had the two fake reporters, and I swear this was a jab at Alex Jones, and I swear this was a jab at the movement. They had two reporters, split screen, and it was obviously like juxtaposed, okay? And the one was representing our movement. He was disheveled. He was scruffy. And he was talking about, I hear that this is false flag government-sponsored terrorism to bring in martial law. And he's obviously looking very crazy. And they say, well, what are your sources? He's like, some guy on the street. And then they juxtaposed it with the British reporter on The Daily Show. And they were saying, you know, everything's fine, it's okay. And it was very bizarre. And I think you guys need to pull that YouTube clip tomorrow.
I can actually get the whole thing in high quality. This is what aired tonight?
It aired tonight.
All right, I'll download tonight's Daily Show right after the show, and I'll go check it out, and we'll air some of it on the Info Warrior tomorrow, or perhaps Alex's program. I thank you for the call, Colleen. Good insights there. All right, let's jump to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. I'm a member on the Prison Planet Forum, just a shout out to them. And I wanted to say, I think this is going to be a pincer attack of, it is a psyop, but it's a psyop to push people towards the antivirals, particularly Tamiflu, and vaccinations to come later.
Now, Tamiflu, for those that don't know, is something that Obama has a lot of stock in, among other people, and something they've been really having on the shelf now since bird flu came into the vocabulary over 5 years ago. So it's not a new thing, but they have been saying that, you know, stocks have gone up, people have made millions, if not billions on it, and if people start taking into a mass, I mean, this could be a big, big moneymaker.
Yeah, it not only will it be a moneymaker, but it'll also encourage a new mutation of the virus. Dr. Bill Deagle was on earlier with Alex, and he was talking about it will encourage a new mutation because it does the same for the virus as antibiotics do for bacteria. It encourages a mutation where it's resistant to the Tamiflu. Eventually, it will be resistant to it, just like a lot of the other H1N1 subtypes have been shown to become resistant to it. And not only that, it's caused a lot of psychosis, and suicides in the younger patients, in Japan.
Oh, how delightful. Quite,
yeah. So Tamiflu is a particular problem, that we're going to have to face, here in the near future. The vaccinations are going to be later on, toward the end of the year. I'm thinking, probably September.
Oh, I think we must have dropped her. She thinks it's coming at the end of the year with the vaccinations. Oh no, there she is right there. Sherry, thank you for the call. I got to drop you just because we're at the end of this segment right here. We're going to go to Zach, Chris, Phil, and others on the other side. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Let's just continue to bust through your calls on swine flu day. I mean, that's really what this show is all about today. It's all about the swine flu. I could tell it was going to happen as soon as I was, you know, going into convenience stores over the weekend in my drunken haze with my friends. And I was like, all right, well, here's the big story. And it's just gotten more and more out of control as the weekend progressed. And of course, today being Monday in the airport, it had really reached a crescendo where, you know, I report from CNN. Dude in Dallas, really close to his camera. Oh, should we be scared? I don't know. I'm a little worried. I don't know what I can do. I hope that we have vaccination, you know. All right, let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, you're on the line.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you know, I know all the talk about the bird flu is important, but blue iris is on life support. Are you aware of that?
Actually, I am aware about Blue Iris. For okay. those that don't know, I'm not going to say what she does, but right. she's a character on the Stern show. And that is sad, actually. I listened to the show, so I am kind of bummed.
What I want to talk about is you guys going on Sirius or satellite radio. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen?
You know, I'm not the guy to ask, since all I do is really just come into the show. I don't know who my affiliates are or really anything like that. I sure hope so, man. My dream
too,
is to
man.
Be on Stern
101. Can you imagine you guys, you and Alex being able to, you know, take the cloak off and be really who he is and just burst forth? That'd be great.
No, it would be awesome, man.
It would be
dominating. Listen, for me to get on first of all, I listen to everything on Stern 100. You know, basically, I don't really watch a lot of sports
beautiful.
Anymore. But,
I
mean, you know, when I do, I listen to Pharrell. And when
sure.
I listen to somebody else, it's
Pharrell's
Bubba Lovesponge. Oh, he is great. And Bubba Lovesponge.
Bubba's great. But Bubba's
great.
Bubba went back to terrestrial radio.
Yeah, I know.
I can't imagine. How does his brain work that he goes from, you know, being on the satellite to going back to being restricted like that. It's like
a guy who controls his bank account.
Him.
That's how. No, I admire him too, but he's able to do it. And they talk a lot of politics there too. I don't think we're that far off, you know, from being there. I hope we are there soon. You know, they always talk on that network, by the way, about how all they want are listeners, and that's all they want. Well, we could bring another 10 to 100,000 to maybe 500,000 subscribers to this. I mean, I'm not saying myself.
I'm paying for the Prison Planet TV. I mean, that's only half of what they charge.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would definitely, I'd love it.
Oh, man, I would love it too. Listen, man, I'll keep you updated. I'll ask Alex about it tomorrow. I thank you for the call, Zach. Let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yes, Jason, what would you recommend in the way of advertising on Craigslist, the documentary that you offer in the free section? Would you offer those in the free section and maybe package them in a certain manner, send them from a P.O. box, for example, or is there a certain way you'd handle that?
Well, if you're what you're saying is you're copying our films and you're giving them away on Craigslist, how would you handle it?
Yeah.
I would do it, probably through a P.O. box. You know what I mean? Have a random email, right? and then maybe even send up if you want them to pay just for shipping or whatever, you know, in case, you know, you want to the $3 covered or whatever, depending on what you're sending them. Set up a PayPal account. Yeah. Set up a PayPal account. Tell them, hey, you know, we're giving these away for free. All we're asking for is shipping. And just set up a PayPal account. That way you don't even have to set up the P.O. box. But make people know so they feel more comfortable. You're more than welcome to put down a P.O. box, or are encouraged to, because a lot of people are hesitant to give their address out, especially with the hype over the Craigslist killer. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, oh. Powder in with a DVD or something like that.
Exactly. Well, you know what? That's all I heard about this weekend before the swine flu. The Craigslist killer. Ooh, someone met someone on the internet and got killed. Oh, well, I mean, it is a problem that people do give away all their personal information on sites like Facebook and MySpace without really thinking about it, and then make bad decisions meeting people they don't know. But Craigslist is a tool just like anything else. It can be used for positive things, Chris, like what you're doing with these DVDs, handing them out, or it can be used as negative things for psychopaths to hunt down their victims and kill them. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, for all sorts of harassment. I already got 10 responses in the last week, so I was just wondering how to ship them out. But, you know, definitely when you go on Craigslist at the free section and you see something like free adult DVDs, I've gone gay, that's definitely not a valid ad. It's a harassment thing.
All right, Chris, I thank you for the call. We're going to be going to Phil and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition. Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
little 40-year-old virgin humor on the outside with my board ops to really lighten the mood when you're talking about deadly swine flu and the government fear-mongering everybody into the Baxter vaccination program or the antiviral drugs that they want you to take. Oh, it's going to kill you all. Oh, no. And tomorrow, let's see. I should make a prediction here. I want to say by the time I come into the office tomorrow, I'll probably come in between 12 and 1. It'll be from 149 deaths in Mexico to 500 deaths worldwide. I may be wrong. It may even take 500 deaths, may even take to the point where I'm in this chair tomorrow night at 9. But I'm going to put it out there that tomorrow the reports are going to be twice as many plus deaths. Just an opinion, maybe just an observation, could be wrong. But I feel like the scaremongering has to escalate step by step, step by step. All right, let's keep going to your calls. Phil in New York, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm holding in my hand right now what is probably one of the biggest pieces of New World Order propaganda I've ever seen.
Okay.
I had one of those Jehovah's Witness guys came to my door today and left a pamphlet here. And right on the front, it says, "Life in a Peaceful New World." And New World is in bold. I open it up, and let me just read some of the quotes in here. Like this, it says, "The new earth will be a righteous society of people living on earth, and the new heaven will be a perfect heavenly kingdom or government that will rule over this earthly society of people." And it goes on, and it says, "In fact, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, or the Our Father, asking for God's kingdom to come, you are praying for his heavenly government to rid the earth of wickedness and to rule over this new world." And It's just new world, left and right. It talks about a paradise earth, and It says, in God's new world, no longer will people be crammed into huge apartment buildings or run down slums. Well, how are they going to do that without killing a whole lot of us?
Well, you know what the bottom line is, though, Phil? If they really wanted to redistribute the population, this whole population control thing and population sustainability, there is more than enough land throughout the world to probably double or triple the world population, no problem. I mean, I'm out in upstate New York, man. I'm driving through the Catskill Mountains. I'm driving through, Albany area. There's a ton of places for people to live. There's just tons and tons and tons and tons of land. It looks nothing like New York City. For all you people out there that have never been to the state of New York, New York City is a different animal than the rest of the state, and it's quite a small part. You know, I don't think that people necessarily have to live in these crappy little apartments or these slums. I think those are created through, capitalism. It may be a necessary evil so that we can keep, some type of free trade and a free market open. But, there's no reason a bunch of people should be living in squalor. There's no reason that Africa shouldn't be able to use their resources to feed their people. I think that this is just a basically eugenics madmen who feel like they're superior and they want to kill a bunch of us. The population could grow and grow and grow. And, just like Alex says, I really feel like if that were the case, our destiny would be to colonize the stars. And like I said, the population, it isn't getting too big. Nonsense, man. You know what I mean? That's Ted Turner saying, hey, there's too many of us. That's what's causing global warming. And in 20 to 30 years, it's going to get 8 degrees hotter and we're all going to turn to cannibals after a bunch of us die and we're going to live in a failed state like Somalia. So we need population sustainability. I'm for it. Kill people. Yay! All right. Thank you for the call, Phil. Let's go to Anti-Federalist in Georgia. You're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I wanted to know if I could talk about 9/11 for a minute.
Go ahead. Yeah, you got it.
All right. Have you heard of something called QSR 11 sensors?
QSR 11 sensors. I do not believe so.
Okay. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine. He happens to have been a pilot for United for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned me on to a man named Phil McConnell, and he has a website out there if anyone wants to Google him. And he has a lawsuit going on. Or at least he filed an affidavit against ALPA, which is the Airline Pilots Association.
Okay.
That the planes, the Boeings, are no longer safe to fly. And as a pilot, he refuses to fly them. And his allegation goes on to say, there's actually a small article about it from a couple years ago. I think Paul Watson wrote it on Prison Planet.
Okay.
Let me see right here. Yeah, Paul Joseph Watson, Wednesday, March 7th, 2007, on Prison Planet. But anyhow, he alleges that they have essentially turned with this chip installed, they have, which allows any whoever has control of the can send a signal to this chip to control the airplane and override. It's basically they're being pushed as a security measure in case someone were to hijack the plane. Someone from the ground would be able to control it.
Yeah, what it is a type of Global Hawk technology for Boeing 757s, 767s, 707s, really any commercial airline craft.
Right, and of course, as you know, technology could be used for either good or nefarious purposes. So it basically, what my buddy was describing to me with this sensor, and these allegations of these planes being rigged with explosives, I'm not so sure about that, but he did mention that it had to do with the doors when they're able to be blown out in an emergency situation, that they already have explosives in there to cause that to happen. Mm-hmm. And so basically it could turn a plane into a giant flying missile. And I just, coming from a pilot from United from 35 years, I thought that was pretty
cool. No, you know what, they had that technology before 9/11. And if they wanted to not have those planes hit buildings, they could have just remotely taken them away.
Absolutely.
But instead, they did these enormous G-force maneuvers over at the Pentagon and the second strike of the World Trade Center at 4.7 Gs. Gee, I wonder how they did that, you know?
Yep.
And over with the Pentagon, 7 Gs. Huh.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, oddly enough, Field McConnell is on the Internet flying one of the old Air Force planes, which a lot of people believe is what was actually hit the Pentagon, at a really doing a low altitude refuel. It's on YouTube. There's a clip of that, and this is also the same guy making these allegations. So I mean, it's not coming from a crackpot source.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll definitely check it out, man. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Thomas in California. By the way, the call in line is 866-582-9933. Thomas, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
One thing I wanted to mention was, like, I don't hear a lot of people talking about a movie that National Geographic put out several years ago called Triple Cross.
Triple Cross is based on Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross, which goes through some of the Al-Qaeda affiliations of the hijackers claiming that some of these guys were actually triple agents, right?
Exactly. Well, it goes through one man in particular who's basically a FBI and CIA asset. I can't remember his name right now, but it links him too with a whole interviews from FBI and Army intelligence guys along the way to the bombing in the port of Yemen, the USS, or no wait, the embassy, and also the Oklahoma bombing, and also the 9/11. So, I mean, they just come out and they just in this nonchalant attitude, just talking about this. Oh, he may be this, he may be that, and we have him in jail, but he's probably not in jail. He's probably still being used. And they just link it all together for you right there. And I think if you show people this mainstream DVD first and then show them something like yours, which is still pretty mainstream, I think. It's so fact-based.
Which one are you talking about, Fabled Enemies? Or are you talking about Loose Change Chronicle?
Fabled Enemies. I think if you show someone something like the National Geographic film first, and then you link them into Fabled Enemies, you know, that can just take them a step farther along the way.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring people in this any way, shape, and form. And if that's through incrementalization, then we have to do that. I mean, that's what the globalists love to use, because they know some of us aren't just going to go along with it off the bat. So sometimes you do have to do that. And, you know, I don't hate Peter Lance. I think that he's done a lot of good stuff. But I do want to point people to one of the big open debates about 9/11. I want to say it was on Coast to Coast back in the day, where it was Peter Lance, Alex Jones, David Ray Griffin, and I can't think who the fourth person was. But Peter Lance, he was pretty pompous, and he was very apologetic. He was very not even lie-hop stuff. But a lot of his information is good, and it's very mainline, and it does make you think. I just don't think that he goes far enough. But then again, like you said, sometimes you got to bring people in slow. I thank you for the call, Thomas. All right, let's go to Rob in Florida. Rob, you're on the line. Yes, sir, Rob.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah,
I
just wanted to tell you real quick that it's definitely going to get to at least a level 5 by tomorrow, I think.
Is that how you feel? I mean, we're at level 4 right now. Level 5 will further legitimize the WHO pandemic system, and it will, again, take it to another level it's never been at before. We're at phase 4 right now. We've never been at Phase 4. Phase 3 was the most ever, and that was in 2004 with the bird flu in Asia. So you think they're going to Phase 5 and possibly Phase 6?
Yeah, because five is just means here, it says here, human-to-human transmission in at least two countries. Mm-hmm. And it's already definitely showing human-to-human, like in New York and California, and now North Carolina starting to report it. And and so it's spreading so fast that it's definitely showing that it's spreading from people to people within, like, a particular country. And when you look at the WHO site, all they're, like, confirming as far as, like, deaths in Mexico is, like, 49. And their numbers that they're basing their current, like, level at is completely, like, old information. So by the time they are able to catch up to what's suspected and what most of us already have confirmed, they're going to be at a true level 5. So it's not looking that good. I don't know. I'm glad that people aren't dying around other than, you know, where it started.
Well, here's the deal, man. We don't know how many people are really dead anyway. And as far as people dying, let's not even look at it that way. I'm thankful that I'm not seeing a bunch of people in masks yet, because that tells me that the masses have been brainwashed into thinking that they're going to get sick or they already are sick. So let's see where this plays out. Let's see what they offer us. Let's see what kind of drugs they try to push on us. They put it to a pandemic level 6 or 5, and then they start saying that you have to take this or that, or it's, you know, you're forced, or there's quarantines. Then we have to worry. I'm not so worried about the deaths and the sickness yet. Like I said, I'm a strapping young man. My immune system is off the hook, and I'm going to survive whatever they throw at me without whatever they give me. I thank you for the call, Rob. Let's go to Casey in Arizona. Casey, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Good to get a hold of you. Yeah, I have a guy, one of my guys I work with, called his family in Mexico today, and he said, really, it was everybody who was in Mexico City. He's saying in the outlying areas it wasn't really a big deal. But the problem is people are just fleeing the inner city for this supposed pandemic, supposed whatever, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I think the cure might be worse than the actual problem. You know, I mean, if they try and enforce a cure on people, you gotta run. I mean,
no, I agree. I think that that's the real issue, is that if they try to forcefully inoculate us or forcefully drug us, that is the real issue. Or quarantine places. That's a big issue. I agree. Or bring in the military on the streets and say, hey, they're here for your protection, because we can't let everybody get sick. You know, that's the scary part of this, and the people buying into it. And the way they're going to gauge this is how big it is in the media, how many people show up to hospitals who aren't sick at all, fear level. I mean, they do this. It's a psychological operation along with the black operation. Look, all I know is that I'm getting calls telling me they haven't found one pig in Mexico that has the swine flu. It's not even really swine flu. It's three different types of flu, okay, in one virus. Where was the last time we saw that? We saw it in that Baxter inoculation with two different types of bird flu and a type of human flu. Okay? That's the last time we saw this three combo pack. And lo and behold, it's Baxter who's now supposed to save us from the pig flu. You know what I'm saying? So if Baxter's involved, no one should be taking it, Casey. Nobody.
Who was in Mexico in the last 3 weeks?
I have
our leaders.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Obama was down there.
You know,
but even
they
then.
Take their whole,
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, they take their whole entourage. Who knows what they have with them?
Well, and not only that, Blackwater, but who knows what they were discussing? Oh, Blackwater, no doubt.
And
but,
distributing.
Yeah.
What were they distributing? Making people sick down there to create a fear? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is that I'm not taking anything that Baxter has a label on. Not a chance. No way. Casey?
I'm not taking anything from anybody, bud.
Yeah, I got you, brother. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Kenny in Washington. Kenny, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, it's good to finally get on. I've been meaning to call in for a long time. I gotta say, couldn't come at a worse time. Me and my fiance are actually planning to head on a cruise to Mexico for our honeymoon. leave it next month, so.
Well, hopefully, you know, by next month, really the fear will subside, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, well, that's the whole point, is that we will see. But, actually, if you wouldn't mind me changing the subject for just a second, I know Alex is coming up with a new Obama film pretty soon, and I did send Bob D, and I know you guys are real busy and everything, but I have kind of a weird tip. I'm local to Seattle, and I'm sure you know with Seattle and the WTO riots and everything that happened up here.
Yes.
With the no free speech zones and all that kind of stuff.
I remember all about it. He actually covers it very well in Police State 2000.
Right. Well, check this out. So I'm like, you know, I'm waking people up, and I'm trying to do a good job. I'm in a band, and so, you know, I actually, I'm starting to work on some music that's even going to, you know, hopefully try and wake people up. But so I'm you know, trying to wake up my fellow band members, and I'm going through Police State too, and I had to pause the screen. What wasn't covered, because it hadn't happened yet, Obama wasn't president yet, is that Mayor Paul Schell is giving a press conference about the suspension of free speech, because we were outraged around here.
Yeah.
And to Mayor Paul Schell's left, then King County, Ron Sims, is now an Obama appointee for housing and urban development. To his right is Gary Locke. Gary Locke, he's an Obama appointee, Secretary of Commerce. To Schell's rear left is Dave Riker, then sheriff, now an Obama appointee, Ways and Means Committee. To Schell's rear right, then Seattle's police chief, Gil Kerlikowski, now an Obama appointee, drug czar. Now, I didn't want to believe in this stuff. I woke up, and I'm telling you, I caught this. This is my baby. I caught it in the act. I paused it. My jaw dropped, and I sent it to Rob D. I've been meaning to call, and I actually got through. I can't believe it.
Well, I'm really glad you got through, because that is going to be a big story tomorrow, my friend. And if you send it to Rob D., send it over to Aaron at Infowars.com as well. And if you got a MySpace, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmes. Please send it to me as well. I will make sure to get on it tomorrow. That's a big story that really shows that the people who were restricting free speech back in the day, folks, back before 9/11, these guys are restricting free speech. Talk about free speech zones. You didn't see that on a mass level until after 9/11. No, they did it in Seattle when the World Trade Organization came there. And then they had provocateur anarchists to take away all free speech the next day. You couldn't even wear an anti-WTO button on your way to work. Disgusting. Disgusting. We got one more segment. We're going to come back at you. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, TruthNews.us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
If you wanna build a life, but I don't wanna make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I wanna do is...
And we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior over at PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, InfoWars.com. Let's not forget to, you know, thank the good people at GCNLive.com. If you missed any of the show this evening, you can pick up the podcast tomorrow at TheInfoWarrior.com. We also have a little streamy dealy on the YouTube. All my shows are also archived on PrisonPlanet.tv and WMV and Flash format. So if you want to check me out there, you can do that as well. It's been Swine Flu Monday here this April 27th, 2009. We're going to wrap it up with a few more calls. Let's go to, I believe we're on, who are we on? We're in Cam in Rhode Island. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good.
Two things. First, this friend of mine that I know always talks to me about the FEMA camps.
Okay.
And I buy a lot of stuff that he says. I watch his YouTube, and I totally agree with a lot of it. The FEMA camps,
all right,
kind of like, I want to know.
You're on the fence, right? All right, you got it, brother. First of all, you can type my name in and FEMA camps and get just an overall thing, because this is only going to be about 3 minutes till the break. But check out the Civilian Inmate Labor Program document. Did you hear what I said? Civilian Inmate Labor Program document. Now, this is a document out of the mid-90s, declassified, revamped in 2005, an extension of Rex 84, which happened in the 80s and was brought out during Iran-Contra. And in the document, just read the document, it says that they can round you up in FEMA camps, okay, put you to work for no pay, and then execute you if they want to. And they can do the same to your family. And what's interesting about it is there are over 600 known facilities that could be makeshift FEMA camps. Now, Glenn Beck did this quote-unquote debunking of the FEMA camps, these 2 seconds.
I hate Glenn Beck.
Oh, dude, he did it with the guy from Popular Mechanics, who supposedly debunked 9/11, the guy that I debated. If you've never seen that debate, I encourage you to watch that. I debated the guy from Popular Mechanics about 9/11. I ate him up. I was supposed to be on Glenn Beck to debate that guy later in the day, and then I was canceled, and he was allowed to spew his propaganda. Now, does that mean that they have camps manned and ready to go right now all over the country? No. What it means is they have facilities that could be used as FEMA camps. In other words, they train there sometimes, but in the case of an emergency, they could bring in not only National Guard or U.S. troops, but they could bring in U.N. troops or NATO forces to do so. And if that failed, they could even bring in private mercenaries. I mean, this government, first of all, man, the shadow government really exists. I don't know if you've seen Fabled Enemies.
Oh, no, I totally agree with all that. I've watched every single movie about that you can think of.
Okay, good. Well, I'm just saying that that's an extension. FEMA is an extension of that. And then did you hear about the National Level Exercise 09 that's going on?
That I didn't.
Okay, NLE 09 is about to take place for 4 days. I forget what the dates are because I don't have it in front of me, but it's coming up. I want to say in late July, early August, the last week of July. And this is going to be the first really big FEMA drill. FEMA's heading it up now, remember? And they're going to have makeshift FEMA camps. I'm not kidding you. It's going to be a mass surveillance exercise where they're going to bring in all government from local and private sectors. In other words, they're going to use their AT&Ts they've already been working with. They're going to use whoever they can. They're going to use the town, county, court system. They're going to use the sheriff's department. It's the first one. It's the first one ever to prevent a terrorist attack. It's not It's not to act in case a terrorist attack happened. It's to prevent one. See, a terrorist attack is going to happen in another country. And guess what? Other countries are participating with us. It's an international drill run through FEMA. The UK's doing it. Canada's doing it. Mexico's doing it. And Australia's doing it up. NLE09, type it in, check it out. Civilian Inmate Labor Program. I thank you for the call, Cam. Please check that stuff out. Call me tomorrow. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.